traditions in the great outdoors.
Welcome to Ozark Traditions TV podcast, a place where outdoor topics are discussed. Now sit back as today's host brings you the outdoors inside.
Ozark Traditions in the great outdoors.
All right, guys, welcome back to another Ozark Traditions TV podcast. It's me, TJ. I'm here with Matt. Justin, he's going to try to make it on here with us. We'll see. He's stuck down in a snowstorm at the moment, so it's just me, the genius, and Matt here tonight. Deer season's officially over. I didn't kill any big bucks or nothing. I didn't even kill another deer. I pretty much hung it up 2 days before it ended, but we had a good year this year, though. You know what? I think we go back and look at it. I think everybody on the team pretty much killed something.
Yeah.
I mean, I had some really good bucks killed by some of the guys. My wife shot a pretty nice deer. Me and Matt killed a couple nice bucks.
We got to watch some deer together.
Yep. Got to, yeah.
Got to watch
them. We seen some really nice bucks, but our kids killed some deer. We had a good year. Nobody got hurt. I mean, everybody made it out.
Maybe some feelings, but that was about it.
Right. Yeah, some pride, some feelings. That's about all that got hurt. So, good deer season for us. Had a couple misses, which we expect that. You know, it's can't have a perfect season, man.
But, hey, nobody's batting 1,000.
Right. But we did good. So, we made it through the deer season. Got some footage for you guys. You'll have to check it out. And now we're moving on. So, the waterfowl season here in Missouri is open till the end of the month, and me and Matt, we ventured out last weekend for a waterfowl killing, and actually, you know what? It was a pretty good hunt. It was
waterfowl killing.
And that's what we did. I mean, believe it or not, guys, we actually went hunting and did what we were supposed to do. We got out there, 5-second walk from the truck. That it was just the perfect place, which I won't give any.
Yeah, we ain't telling you where it's at. You got
coordinates.
Find your own stuff.
But we parked the truck, walked right to the duck hole, took a couple dozen decoys, threw them out, it was beautiful hide, had the cattails and all that stuff around us.
Took our buddy Gage with us.
And we killed ducks. I mean, it was just, and they worked so perfect. Like we.
Dog went and got them.
Yep, old tanker's done his job. He didn't even complain about it. Got him a ham sandwich or a hamburger, whatever. I got him a hamburger.
Cheeseburger. It's at one place. Can't tell you.
Yeah, can't tell you where these places are at. But it was a good time. I'm going to go again in the morning. I'm trying to talk Matt into going with me, but he's acting like he's got chores to do. But
well, I'm thinking about it. But see, here was my out. I was like, well, I got to feed cows in the morning. Then we get here to Dad's house, and he's like, well, I put the hay out today.
See, here's the deal, guys. We roll out about 3:30 in the morning to go hunt this place because it's
that's a.m. That's 3:30 a.m.
Yeah. That's what time we leave. Like, we pick Gage up at this undisclosed location because we got to keep this on the DL until at least season's over. So, just in case.
Or forever, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, because it's an awesome spot.
Fuck, it gets overlooked by people. They just don't know about it. And you know what?
It really does. And you know what? It's so easy. I think people are like, well, that ain't going to work. You know what I mean? How sometimes things are like, well, that's too good to be true.
And hiding right there in plain sight kind of deal.
Is what it is. Because it's not a very big... It's a lake. It is a lake, and it's not a very big lake. It's kind of tucked off over
there. And it's good.
So that's the detail. It's got water in it. You know, there's
like
that.
Trees and grass and stuff, but it's cool.
I think we might even try to film a hunt there one of these days, so... But it was a good day. Like I said, we didn't have any boat problems because we didn't need a boat. We didn't have any truck problems because we took my dad. I'm surprised.
Well, hey.
We had a Ford, but we made it there and back. So it wasn't all bad. We're going to take a Dodge in the morning. So we'll see.
Ooh, are you?
Yeah, Austin's going to drive.
Oh, okay. Oh, I forgot. Baby Austin's going
to
go.
Yep. Huh? I tried to get Austin. Everybody, if you guys have listened to our podcast, you've heard me talk about him a few times. He's my hunting buddy. He's my wife's cousin. Good friend. I mean, he's a good kid. He's a little wild. Needs to settle down.
He killed his first deer with me. So, he's been trained by the best.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's semi-pro. But I tried to get him to come on the podcast tonight. And he's like, I don't know. I don't know if I'd be any good. I'm like, man, What do you mean any good at it? You just come on here and you talk.
I can't. That surprises me because, you know, he's the best.
Right. He's the best at everything. If anybody knows him, he's got a little bit of arrogance to him, but he's
all right. We love him anyways, but.
He's all right. So, you know what? Now that I'm sitting here talking about this, I should have brought Drake. He could have got on here and talked about his deer hunting. I may have to bring him up here. We'll have to bring both the boys up here and let them all talk about their hunting adventures this year. I hope you
everybody be ready for a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah, because they can talk about it for days. He's already mad at me because he wants to go tomorrow, but it's going to be 8 degrees. I was like, bud, it's just too cold for you. Which he'd go, but he wouldn't hang. You know, it's
about 10 minutes and he'd be ready to go
it's
to the
not,
house.
The duck hunting deal is not for the faint of heart, guys. It is. It takes a different kind of stupid to go do that kind of stuff. So, but we're gonna get after that. We got the snow goose thing coming up here in another month or so. We've been checking in on it, and the forecast is looking good as far as the bird forecast. Like, the juvies are thick, so that usually means better hunting young, dumb birds. I mean, it's that simple. You get the older birds, they've been shot at before. Them young ones, they haven't been. They don't know. They're like, oh, look at all them geese down there.
Well, it's like shooting a jake or,
yeah, or a gobbler. A 2.5-year-old buck. I mean, a spike buck. You know, they're not as smart. Right. Well, a human. When I was 16, I'd fall for a lot of stuff, too. So, the younger you are, the more susceptible you are to fall for stuff. So, but that, you know, like I said, the snow goose thing, we got that coming on. Still haven't done any gigging yet. We're working on.
Yeah.
I need to try to, which I realize it goes till February 15th. So we've still got just I say that, and then the next thing you know, it's here and gone. You know, but I need to get with Josh Sloan so we can all get down there. I tried to get my old gigging boat going, but I don't know. I took it down to the lake and, tried to get it starts, but it won't run in the water. I don't know. It's a weird deal. So I got to do a little work on it, but we got people with gigging boats. So that's not the problem. Actually, Josh Sloan and his dad, they've got quite the setup.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got the industrial size fish cooker. This thing hold like 10 gallons of cooking oil. It was insane. How it was cool. So I'm going to try to get with Josh and maybe this weekend or I don't, well, see, here's the deal, guys. Me and Matt are both pretty hardcore Chefs fans.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody keeps up with the NFL, but the Chiefs are in the playoffs. And this is probably the biggest game of the year this
weekend.
So that
means Matt's in the playoffs.
Right. So Matt's going to be going to the Super Bowl. We'll be going. You going to buy a Super Bowl ticket?
I don't know about that.
Right. Well, it's in where is the Super Bowl? Is it in Los Angeles?
Supposed to be, but I don't know if it's going to be there or not.
They talked about, well, Jerry Jones wanted to move to Dallas because I think he thought the Cowboys was going to be there, but.
Wrong, Jerry.
We all know how that was going to go. Sorry for all you Cowboys fans out there, but you should be used to it by now. But we're pretty big NFL. I like the Chiefs. I'll just leave it there. I like the Cardinals in the baseball world. And I don't mind the Royals. You know, they're American League team, so they don't have to work as hard as the National League, but they're pretty good.
When it comes to football, I got to steal a line from my brother-in-law, Doug Baker.
Yeah.
I'm a Chiefs fan, and whoever's playing the Cowboys.
That's me 100%. Like, I was the biggest 49ers fan last weekend you've ever seen in your right. life. And
I was like, if anybody can lose this game, it's Jimmy G. But
Dak done a pretty good job at it.
Yeah, he did it himself.
Like, okay, I know this is a hunting podcast, people, but anybody that watched the football game last Sunday, that was incredible on how to find a way to lose a football game. Because, like Matt said, Jimmy G wanted to give her up the whole time. Like, they were just begging the Cowboys to come back and win this game. And
even he couldn't do it for him.
You had 14 seconds left, and you run a quarterback sneak for 15 yards and didn't even get the ref. I mean, it's just embarrassing. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. There's our sports rant for today. We got to play the Bills this weekend. Kansas City does. It'll be a really good game. We don't have a chance if you was to watch the Oddmakers, but we'll see. I got a feeling we'll be all right. There's a guy down there that I know that wears number 15. He ain't bad, you know.
He'd do in a pinch.
He works. I mean, he's been in the NFL 5 years. He's won the MVP, been to 2 Super Bowls. He's only lost 1 playoff game. That was the Tom Brady.
In his first year.
Yeah. Anyways, he's not bad. There there's our NFL rant for the day. But back to the outdoor world. We got the next thing you know, it'll be snagging season. Me and Matt's going to be busy. I mean, we'll still make time to do the podcast, but it's going to be... The month of March and April gets pretty wild for us. I mean, it's... We fish every day. And when we're not fishing, we'll probably be turkey hunting. So, yeah. It's...
Turkey watching, anyways.
Right. Which, as the turkey season gets closer, we'll get some people on here that know more about turkey hunting than I do. You know, James knows a lot about it. We can... All kind. I know a lot of guys that are better at it than me, which I ain't saying much, but we're going to... We'll worry about that when it gets closer. We're trying to stay with the times. Something else I want to talk about. Matt's dad ran the trap line this morning.
Wow.
I get to Matt's house, pick him up to head over here to talk about the podcast, and he's like, hey, let's go look in the little Dodge. He said, Dad said he caught a big coon. Guys.
Wait. I mean, all right. Was it 35 pounds?
Oh, I bet it's 30 pounds.
It is. All right, now my dad is 73 years young. He says it's the biggest raccoon he's ever seen in his life.
You know what we got to do, Matt?
And my grandpa coon hunted back in the glory years. So, I mean, he's seen some big coons, and this thing is a
booster.
When
we get back to your house, you're going to hold it up and take a picture.
Okay.
Now, I'm not calling you out here or nothing, but how much you weigh?
Yeah, a couple pounds.
He's over 200 pounds, which I'm dang near over 200 pounds. But this coon, guys, I don't know if it's 30 pounds or not. We probably got a scale somewhere we could figure this
probably
out.
Probably.
It's 20 pounds plus, I know for a fact.
It's big.
I mean, you couldn't stick him in a 5-gallon bucket. He wouldn't fit. I'm not joking. He is this big around.
And he drug. So, Dad sent me a picture of him before he dispatched him. Oh, no, I said it right.
Yeah, that's the proper term.
And he drug my trap. I had it staked. Of course, he pulled the stake out, no problem. And I've got it tied to the base of this tree. He drug it up the tree. He climbed up the tree, and Dad had to shoot him out of the tree. But it was, I mean, kind of crazy.
Grizzly bear.
And a mad little grizzly bear at that.
Yeah, they're usually not real happy campers when you mess with them like that. But so we had a little good excitement in the trapping world there.
Yeah.
We dabbled a little.
Which that's still going good. I mean, I'm going to try to trap them all.
No dry traps yet, though? I mean, you've had something in the line about every time you check
it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So that's good.
Possums, coons. And it's kind of weird. It seems like we get on a possum kick for a little while. Like, we trap them. It doesn't seem like we ever check the line and we have possums and coons on at the same time, if that makes sense.
Huh.
That's so weird. Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of been my observation. Kind of weird. I'm kind of trapping all in the same area right now.
Right.
And it seems like when I'm trapping possums, that's what I'm catching.
Yeah, and then when you're trapping coons, you're catching coons.
Yeah, I mean, you know, same set, same bait, blah, blah. But that's just kind
of... neither one of us are Jeremiah Johnson.
I mean, these are dog-proof traps. Any moron could set them. That's why I've got them.
Would you say that Jeremiah Johnson, anybody's ever watched that show, he didn't start off the greatest trapper in the world.
But he got there.
But he met that guy, and that guy asked if he could skin a grizz.
And he said, you skin that one, Pilgrim.
That's a great movie.
It really is.
When he tells the Indian wife, great example of a hunter or something, and she
fine specimen of a man.
Great hunter.
Yeah.
That's me. You know.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
For now. I told my wife the same thing 11 years ago.
My favorite part of the whole movie was that right there, and I thought, you know what? This guy's got it figured out.
Yeah.
Get a wife that doesn't have a clue what you're saying.
Yeah.
And just say, if anybody asks, I'm the best. That's right. All you need to know.
Yeah.
My wife knows better.
Well, mine's figured it out, dang it.
Yeah. If we had to live off of the land, of course, I'd probably do things a little different, but we'd probably be hungry right now. I don't know.
I don't know. We could eat off that coon for a couple of days.
Oh, man, that's no joke. That thing would make a stew.
I mean,
so anybody listening, if you have, not that I'm going to try it, but I'm curious, a coon recipe, get on our Facebook page.
Send it to us. We'll try it.
Send it to us and we'll find somebody that will try it.
No, we'll try it. We'll do it.
Yeah, we should do it. Send us a coon recipe.
I tell you what we'll do. me and you, we'll cook it, and then Matt, we'll go Facebook Live and Matt can eat it.
We'll go Facebook Live and let Matt eat it. Yeah. I like that idea. Matt didn't.
Now, to be clear on this, that's Matt Smith with an S.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but serious, anybody that's got a recipe, send it to our Facebook or message us or something. Because cool. I know people eat them, and they probably aren't bad. I've had jerky.
I mean, I might know a guy that's got a recipe for it, but I'd don't know.
Oh, I'd say he does, but oof. Okay, so he talked to me about it one time, and he's like, you got to boil them.
You have to parboil them.
And then you got to skim the slime off. I was like, you lost me right there. Like,
the fat.
He's like, yeah, skim the oil and the fat. Yep. These things. I was like, nah. There's better stuff to eat. I don't know.
Man, you got a fishing pole? I mean.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. Yeah. You know, but you said then, like, people eating carp and stuff, and it's like,
what? I'd eat a carp before I ate a tuna. I feel like you fish. Could, right. Right.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, we eat suckers gigging. That's a carp, I think. I mean, suckers are a little better than carp.
Do you eat the suckers or the biscuits?
Well, I eat a lot of the biscuits.
I know. You know, some gigging trips, you eat more biscuits than you eat anything. But
I do eat a lot of sucker. I mean, the suckers are pretty good if they're done right. The way Josh and them do it. With the scoring and all, they're pretty good, really. They're not bad at all. Are they as good as crappie? No.
See, when I was a kid and we went gigging and stuff, John Deckard always scored the fish.
Yeah. Did he have a score or did he do it with a knife? Like the old way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just knifed him.
Yeah. See, now Josh and them's got this fancy.
Yeah. Them got, you know, whatever.
Sometimes you got to get with the times, man. Like,
I don't know, old John, he'd score them up good, never had any bones in them.
Yeah.
You know, now his boy Brad would do some of them sometimes, and you'd get a bone, like, oh, yeah, yeah. That's Brad why, cleaned. Okay, so, you know.
Anybody's been gigging, you got to have the biscuits with your suckers, because if you get a bone, you can always eat a biscuit and get it
on down.
The,
yeah.
You know, get it on out, but you always want to be eating some kind of bread. Or something with it. I mean, it happens. These things are full of bones. But if they'd let you gig other fish, it'd probably be different. But
well, you can. Oh, you said if they'd let you. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Like at time, Brent and them went to a place where there was trout. I'm not going to talk about it. It's a local place around here. And they come back and had a whole bucket full of trout. And I was like, oh, my God. You guys are going to prison. What? I was like, you can't gig trout. They knew better.
They knew.
Which, not that, honestly, I'd eat a sucker over a trout. Like I
would. Those trout especially.
Gosh, man. Like, so I grew up in Lebanon, which is 5 minutes where I lived, was 10 minutes max from Bennett Springs State Park. And I'd go down there and trout fish, like, daily. Like, me and my grandpa, he was a big fly fisherman, still is. Well, not so much anymore. We don't do it. But we'd tie our own flies, and we'd go down there, and we'd catch them, and I'd always keep them, and I remember eating them, and I thought they were good. Like, we'd smoke them and stuff. But, boy, now that I've gotten older, like, I ain't got no interest in eating no trout. Like, I'll go down there and catch them. They're fun to catch and all that. But they're nasty. I don't know. I'm sure people are listening to this like, oh, you ain't had them right. Which you're probably right, because we've had the same deal with the spoonbill. Like, spoonbill's probably my top one or two fish to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, other than, like, a... something out of the ocean like that, it's hard to compete with the salt. But freshwater fish, it's probably spoonbill, crappie, walleye. Probably walleye, spoonbill. They're all like right there at the same.
Yeah, the old walleye pretty hard to beat.
Right. I'd probably put as the freshwater fish that I've ate. Now let's get this right. My top five would probably be walleye, spoonbill, crappie, bluegill, because bluegill boys, they're hard. You get them, they're big enough to eat.
And number five would have to be the
catfish. Flathead catfish. I'd say those are my top five freshwater fish to eat. Now, people listening might, you know, there may be fish out there that, you know, like up north they catch the yellow perch, which I imagine that would kind of fall in with my bluegill crappie right. area.
Well, and I'd almost throw like your bluegill, your goggle eye.
Right, but they're kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Because the goggle eye, them are good.
They're good.
But those are my top five fish. Now, my number one fish to eat, I mean, there's some saltwater fish guys that are just amazing. Like, I don't know if you've ever had hogfish, but it is crazy good. Anything fresh out of the, which I'm weird like that. Like, I love raw oysters. I could eat them. We go down there, which my parents live down there now, but we could go down there, right out the boat, I mean, these things are still, they pop them open, squirt a little lemon on them, and I'll sit there all day and eat them. I won't eat coon, but I'll crack open one of them slimy buggers and eat it.
You know what, though? You won't eat a tomato either, so there's that.
Slime. No, but I'll eat salsa.
He ain't right.
I will not eat a raw tomato. No.
I know. Matt Smith's looking at me like you've grown another head over here. That's right.
I can't do it. I don't like them. I don't like maters. I don't. And you know what's aggravating about that whole deal?
Is that I like them?
No. Well, I don't care about that. But me and my wife plant a garden every year.
That's what aggravates me.
And neither one of us eat tomatoes, but we always plant them and can grow some of the best tomatoes you've ever seen in your life. And I just throw them at people if it was up to me, but the relatives like to pick them over and eat them. And then my father-in-law and my parents like love tomatoes and they can't hardly get them to grow. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Here, come pick some of these. I don't want them. So I don't know. I thought maybe it was something I'd grow out of. Cause I remember when I was young, I didn't like bell peppers. Well, now I love bell peppers. I'll eat bell peppers. Like even the raw ones, dipping it in the ranch is good, or cooked bell. I mean, I like them now.
Right.
I used to think I liked jalapenos, but they don't.
They just don't like you back.
Man, like, we went to the Cardinals game this year, and we got this, the helmet?
Helmet
nachos. And the lady's like, do you want jalapenos on there? They're pickled jalapenos. And I thought, pickled jalapeno,
could it be?
I like everything pickled, you know. I'm all in on all of it. Like, I eat pickled pig feet. Everybody ever had them?
Not on purpose.
You've never ate one?
Huh.
Oh, man, I'm getting a jar of them. I'm not joking, guys. They're good. But anyways, we'll get that in a minute.
You ever see where a pig walked? Anyways,
they clean them. They clean them.
Okay.
It's not actually. Well, okay. So we get this thing of nachos. I eat this thing. Well, guys, anybody knows me, I got a problem. I got acid reflux. This thing about killed me. Like, we were at this game, and I'm about to fall over dead. I'm on fire. Matt's sweating, which it was July, too.
Yeah.
We're sitting in the bleacher seats. The sun's glaring on us. Had the one guy sitting next to us. I'm not sure. He's the one to pick the pretzel up off the ground and ate it.
I don't think we were in the same time, space, dimension as that old boy. If you smell
it. Guys, I'm not joking. Like, he reached down. There was a pretzel on the ground and he ate it. He dipped it in the cheese that the pretzel was.
You know what? And I bet that guy's never had COVID either. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Oh, no. His immune system's got to be like through the roof. I don't know how we ended up talking about that.
I don't know. That was neat.
But pickled pig feet, man. You ain't never had one?
I ain't never had one.
I'm going to get some. It's good. It's weird. It's weird, but it's good. They're real salty.
I'll try it. I'll do anything once. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I like pickled okra. I like pickled eggs. My wife don't like that I like pickled eggs, but I like pickled eggs. I like... what else have I had pickled? I've had pickled green beans are really good. My aunt does these banana peppers that are really good.
So we'll circle back around to Matt may know something about this, but like old timers would canned meat. You know what I'm talking about, Matt? Wonder if anybody does that with deer meat.
Yeah. Dave.
What Big Dave Seibert?
They pickled deer meat.
What?
He gave me a jar of that pickled deer meat, and I hate to tell you, Dave, I'm not too sure that thing's not still sitting on top of the refrigerator, because I don't think I can ever talk myself. It's like a weird color deal. They don't cook it.
So
it's
what?
Like pickled, and you're supposed to be able to just eat it.
What?
Nah.
Somebody had to learn us about it.
Nah. Dave, if you're listening, I'm sorry, buddy. I never did eat your pickled deer meat.
You know Dave's listening. I mean, he has to.
Right.
But, well, bring us some. We'll have Matt Smith try it.
Yeah. So Matt Smith, the next week, we're going to do like a fear factor thing. We were talking about this before anyways.
That's right.
We're going to have some barbecued coon or however we ended up doing it.
Right.
Some pickled pig's feet and some pickled deer meat.
We got to get Big Dave to get us some pickled deer meat.
We're going to have to go Facebook Live for this because everybody's going to want to see the reaction. We'll keep a bucket here.
Right.
And just see how much stuff we can stand to eat. The viewings, the ratings will go through the roof, man. I was digging, so I went and got my dad's shell bag and stuff because he's done duck hunting.
Right.
I opened it up. He's got a can of Viennese and a little jar of smoked oysters.
Oh, no.
Now, guys, like I was talking about, I like oysters. And I thought, boy, wonder what them are like. I popped them open, and they don't look right, which oysters don't look right anyways. So I toothpicked one of these things and ate. It was the nastiest thing I've ever ate in my life.
Here's the deal on the Viennese. If they were a questionable expiration date, Kyle Lampkins eat them, no problem.
There. You know me with Viennese. They went straight in the trash.
Yeah, like, I know it.
You jelly sucking. Ugh. They kill me with them things, man. Like, they're all over slurping them out of this.
The other day, I don't know, I was on Facebook and Cody Proc posted what he had for breakfast, whatever. It was a can of Viennese. And I swear the second comment was Kyle, and he's like, the only thing better is the jalapeno ones.
Oh, my God.
I died laughing. I was like,
seen
I can't
somebody
even.
That could eat the stuff that he eats and still live.
Right. Have a functioning
stomach.
Not to
mention, he kind of likes his Bush Light. And then he'll throw the flaming hot Viennese, the Cheetos that you can't eat because they're so hot.
I don't know.
Then he goes to the restaurant and gets the flamethrower chicken wings with blue cheese. I'm like, dude, your guts have got to be hurting. Like, he ain't right.
I don't know. But the jalapeno, whenever I saw that, I was like, man alive.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break, and we'll see if we can get Justin on here. Maybe he's made it safely in the snowstorm. We'll see what he thinks about all this food stuff. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Smith of Ozark Traditions TV. I hope you are enjoying this OTTV podcast. When you're not listening to the team members discuss hunting strategies and telling stories, you can go to our YouTube channel and watch your favorite episodes there. And while you're on the web, head on over to our Facebook page and give us a like. Thanks for listening to this week's OTTV podcast. Hunting with my family.
Who could ask for more? All right, guys, welcome back. We scrounged around, called around. We got a hold of Justin. He made it through the snowstorm, so he's here with us. How you been, Justin?
I've been better.
Yeah. Well, you've made it through the deer season.
Through the snow.
Through the snow.
And look where it's got you.
So,
yeah.
We were trying to kind of fill you in when we got on the phone with you about our tangent we went off on here. And we've got a confirmation. It wasn't pickled deer meat. It was just canned deer meat. So we may have to come up with something, but we ended up talking about all these different kinds of foods. So here's the deal.
Wait, here's my new question, though. This has spurred a new question for me.
Yeah.
Can we try to pickle it?
Well, why not?
I mean, if you can it, you can pickle it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of guys pickling it before.
There you go.
Well, see? Well.
So we're gonna get David Seibert on the deal, because apparently he's an old pro.
Canning deer meat, I guess. I said, I ain't got no interest in it because I've never. I like it grilled and fried, smoked.
You know, the old timers, they canned it because it could get them all the way through winter that way.
Right.
Well, we don't have to do that. So there's a.
Well, but what if we did? So, see, I feel like this is something we need to add to our skill set.
So, what the plan is, Justin, is we've sent out a mass alert on a coon recipe because we trapped a big old coon.
Monster. One for the record books. And Matt Smith said if we could get a good recipe for it, he would try it.
So we asked all the fans on here to shoot us a coon recipe if you got one on Facebook or Messenger, however you want to get a hold of us. So we're going to do the coon recipe. I was talking about pickled pig feet. You ever had one, Justin?
Yep.
They're pretty good.
If it's pickled, I've probably tried it because I like pickled eggs. Stuff
oh,
like
yeah.
That.
Oh yeah,
I can eat my white nose.
I got a question. Do you like tomatoes?
Here we go with the tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
I can't stand a tomato. There's
got to be something with it.
That we were friends for a reason.
There's got to be something with it. So
they feel like a loogie swooshing around my mouth and about making gag.
I don't know what they feel like because I don't ever put them in my mouth because I don't like them.
So I'm starting.
But if you put one on a hamburger, I'll never know it because it blends in.
Nope, I'll know it. Just like if you threw a snake on 10 acres, I'd know it. I'm out. I don't want no part of it.
Speaking of snake, TJ, did you see that thing that I tagged you in?
Yeah, the rattlesnake. Yeah.
What was it, the rattlesnake roundup?
I don't know. I didn't even look at it that hard because I knew I didn't have no interest in it.
It was a snake on a barbecue grill and it was still moving.
Oh, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm out on that. I ain't eating no snake.
I heard it was good, but I couldn't. Nah. Maybe if you didn't tell me what it was. That's how you'd have to do the old it's chicken thing on me.
Yeah,
like you do chicken to the kids. It's the longest chicken I've ever seen in my life. It's a chicken neck. Okay, yeah, whatever.
It's turkey neck. Turkey neck.
Yeah, turkey neck.
Ostrich. Ostrich work.
Hey, I've ate ostrich. We was in Springfield at that big. You know how they do that big yard sale thing every year? The giant yard sale.
No, Matt, I don't know.
What? You never been to that, Matt? Yeah. I know you've been to it. Yeah. This guy had ostrich jerky, and we bought. It was really good.
It's probably beef jerky, and he put ostrich on.
Well, it was white though, like looked like turkey.
Huh?
It might have just been turkey. Turkey jerky. I don't know. He fooled me and told me it was ostrich.
It was chicken.
Well, whatever. He got me. It was good.
He's been had.
Been had. Well, because he had like buffalo jerky and elk jerky and
exotic
all this.
Jerkies.
That's what it was. And it had ostrich, and it was like a dollar for this little bitty
exotic jerkies. That's what Todd ought to get into.
Yeah. He's been exotic jerkying all week or the past month. Anyways, it was pretty good. But so, Justin, you've tried pickled pig feet then?
Yeah.
They're good, ain't they?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, they're not bad.
I'm going to get a jar. So what about
a little pepper on them?
What about pickled herring?
I've had that.
Ate that at my dad's, remember?
Yeah, I've had it here. I mean,
it's pretty good.
It is good. It's not bad.
It's so nasty. It's good. It's like, okay, sardines.
It's tangy. I ain't eating no sardines. That's trapping bait.
Dude, I tell you what.
The mustard sardines are pretty good.
That's that big Kenthart, too, and look what it got him.
No.
Because I'm telling you, that's what I caught him on. It wasn't the mustard ones, but it was the sardines.
If you're going to eat sardines, you need to have them in the Louisiana hot sauce.
Nah, see, I like the mustard ones better, but the ones I won't eat are just a straight oil. I mean, they're
Soybean
oil, yeah, I know. That's what I've been trapping with. But
well, if you're going to trap with something, those are the better ones to trap with because they all stink. I ain't even going to.
But the oil ones, see, it help lubricate my traps and then my traps
right,
don't freeze
up. They'll work. That ain't no smart thinking right there. That's why you are Jeremiah Johnson.
Fine specimen
of a man. Great hunter.
That's all you need to know for now.
So we got off on the food tangent there, but it's great.
All right, so Justin, bring us back to earth. What do you want to talk about?
What'd you say?
How did the Hampton family fare on the deer season? I mean, you killed a couple, right?
I killed one. Nephew killed one, and my wife's cousin's daughter killed one.
So not too bad. We had a pretty good year. Yeah. We had a pretty good year. I mean, like I said, nobody got hurt. Everybody made it. We all survived the COVID, the Omicron, or whatever's going on now.
I was more excited to see my deer Sunday afternoon come out in the open finally, the two bucks that I missed earlier this year.
Makes sense. I mean,
if they've got a calendar. Like, holy cow.
Yeah.
They was with about 13 or 14 does apiece still.
Oh, all the deer bunched up like crazy right now.
Yeah.
I checked trail camera. I had some trail cameras out, and we went and pulled all our stands, and I checked the pictures, and I think there was 30 deer in one picture, I'd say. That'd be out at your place.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a card that come from, because your dad said there's 30 deer in that field every night.
And I counted them the other night, there was 33.
And it's a pretty good eye on him. You know.
I don't know how many bucks, because, you know, bucks are dropping. After that snowstorm, they started dropping pretty hard around my area.
Yeah, they've been dropping up here for a month.
But these two bigger bucks hadn't dropped yet, but I figured it's just a matter of time. Probably the next couple of weeks they'll be dropping.
Yeah.
Probably this big cold front we got right now.
I feel like anything that kind of stresses them out a little bit more.
Well, the only thing keeping them I think keeping them horns on is the bean field and the corn field that's sitting next to me. They're in there munching, you know, and I think that's keeping enough on them to.
I'd say so, because we don't have nothing like that. You know, all they're eating here is grass, clover.
Yeah.
I was talking to my brother. He killed a pretty nice buck with his bow, actually, a couple weeks ago.
Really?
And he said it come up there, and it was pulling the roots off of, like, these little saplings. He said it would pull, it was digging and eating the roots off this tree. Of course, he didn't film any of it, because he don't have nothing. But
right.
He said it. He did kill. I forgot all about that. He did kill a buck. I must not have never told you.
You didn't?
Secret.
Just now.
Yeah. He said he took it to the taxidermist and everything, $600.
Oh, he's going to get it mounted?
Yeah, it's a nice deer.
Really?
Yeah, I'll show it. I mean, my brother is the world's worst at sending pictures. So I was like, he's like, yeah, I killed a nice buck. I was like, all right, well, send me a good picture. I'll put you on the deal, you know? It's just laying in the back of his truck with, like, fence posts and stuff laying all over it.
Right.
And I'm like, send me a picture of you holding, like.
Yeah, like a deer picture.
Well, I can't do that. I've already caped it out. I'm like, okay, well, forget it. Like the picture, I have to show you. It's ridiculous. Like, it's just laying in the back of his truck with all this stuff, and I'm like, nah. He's just not.
Well, maybe you can post a picture of it once he gets his mount back.
Right.
So who did he take it to?
Ryan.
You know,
nice.
You know, the biggest deer I've ever killed, I don't have a picture of him one with me with him.
No, I got all kinds of pictures because Matt Miller Photography come help me drag it out.
That's right.
Well, because when I shot him, there was probably 20 minutes of legal light left to shoot him. And I let him sit out there for probably 30 minutes after I shot him, 45, then we went and picked him up. And it was dark, so I caped him out and I had to go to work the next day. So caped him out, threw him in the freezer, and that was the last time I saw him for 8 months.
Yeah, mine I shot in the morning. We had all day to get him out. Thank God.
We did a whole photo shoot, the whole deal.
Yeah. It was quite the deal. I wish I'd kill another big one.
Guess you have to wait till this year, I guess.
I like my odds. I don't know. We'll see.
I got a whole new game plan for next year.
Oh, yeah? You buying a Matthews, are you?
No. Not doing that. I don't want to degrade myself.
Right.
No, I'm gonna do a lot of different setups. I'm going to try
tree stands.
Different. No, because where I'm going to be in, I'll be lucky to put a blind up and not get busted. And a tree stand won't work because there's not enough
trees.
There's so many trees, but the limbs are too far up. You know what I mean? There's not nothing. I could go 20 foot and still not have no cover anywhere.
Yeah, that TJ's like at 20 foot, you're halfway there.
I was going to say, well, then. You're only like halfway up there anyways. You just need to go a little higher.
Yeah, well, these trees is about 70 foot tall.
Right, so if you get up there about 60, so, they won't know you're there.
Yeah, then I won't be able to see them because I'll be in the tree.
My brother went and helped me pull tree stands, you know. He was thrilled to get one of them tree stands out of the tree because it was...
It's up there a piece, huh?
Two ladder sticks. I don't know how long them ladder sticks are. 20? Are they 20 foot?
Right at it.
17 or something like that. I had two of them stuck together. But where I was hunting at was down in this bottom, and the deer would come off the hillsides, and they's looking at me. Well, I had two ladder sticks, so I stuck two ladder sticks together.
Yeah.
Perfect. I never could get Matt to come hunt. He's setting a ground blind with me down there, though. I left the ground blind. I figured that was a good spot.
That is a good spot.
But I'll probably pull it out, actually. First of all, I don't know how they do leaving them out all the time. They fade and get ripped and stuff, but plus I'm probably gonna need it for turkey season, so
yeah. Varmints will chew them up too.
Yeah, around the bottom of them all the time, the mice or something chew on them. Plus I don't want no snakes living in it during the summer. I don't do snakes.
You know my rhino blind, I bought a rhino blind this year. It must taste really good, the critters, because it was the only one the critters touched, and they ate about half of it.
Was it the most expensive one?
No, it was the cheapest one.
Oh, Well, usually all the stuff that happens to me is to the most expensive stuff I got.
Actually, I bought it used for $75 sight unseen, and the guy that had it unfortunately passed away and only got to use it one time. His wife called me and said, "You want it?" And I was like, "For $75, I'll take it," you know?
Yeah.
And I put it out there, and a week later, I went back to it, and half of it was chewed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still usable.
Oh, yeah.
So
I got one that's zip tied together. It got caught in a windstorm and blew like 80 yards across the field.
Yeah.
I think I might retire it, though. I mean,
never did find the one that went down the creek, did we?
No, we didn't. I had one set up on a creek edge one time, and all that was there was the string and tied to the tree. It was gone. Yeah, I'd say it's like the Ozarks.
I did go hunting, though, over the weekend.
I seen that.
As you guys seen.
Oh, yeah. I was expecting major kill going on.
No, it was a bust. I knew they would be there, but they was there before I thought they was going to be there, and I walked in on them. They was already there. So I stood outside the blind on my hands and knees watching them for about 45 minutes, and they would keep looking up at me, and they'd go back to eating. But they were still 150 yards away from me, and I thought, I got to get to this freaking blind because it's starting to rain and starting to snow. And I thought, well, maybe they won't pay that much attention to me. And I got in the blind, and no more than I sat down, I heard the old gal start huffing and puffing and blowing, and I knew it was over, but I went ahead and set up anyways, just in case, you know.
Never know.
And I sat there for 2 hours, and I decided that this was for the birds. I was cold. I was tired of watching the snow, and I left.
Hung it up. Went home and made you some soup.
Yeah.
It's all right. I had to make a sandwich, too. So, anybody curious, it's called a tag sandwich. So, if they'd let us carry that over till next year, I'd have my tags already.
But you know what? I would rather have a good season like I did and see the deer I seen. Yeah, it's always better to kill them. But the deer I seen, and I still had a lot of fun, so it's still a successful season no matter what.
I got to go hunting. I'm always happy to hunt. I don't care.
Well, I hunted half the time this year because some things just didn't work out like I wanted to. Last year I hunted, I think it was 78 or 80 days, and I think this year it's only like 27.
I got no comment on how many days I hunted.
A lot of them.
Because I don't have the production to show for the amount of time. Yeah, I don't know. It's whatever.
Well, it was just, you know, I mean, things happen. Life, after the first part of bow season, life kind of got a little busy. Normally, it's pretty slow. Everything's slow, but it got a little busier this year for me. And, you know, every time I plan to go hunting, something else come up. So,
yeah.
It was just part of it.
Well,
it definitely happens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It happens.
That's all right, though. We got, like we was talking about earlier, we got fishing season coming up. I say fishing season is always fishing season, but.
Yeah, but I mean fishing season.
Well, snagging season's coming. Like, a guy, we'll start kind of leaning, blow dust off the old log and talking about Matt's boat. He's got a boat that I don't even know what's in it right now.
And I might be making a trip this year to North Dakota.
Oh, yeah? Pheasant hunting?
Yeah, I got an invite to go pheasant hunting on a private place that's only permission only. So
that's weird. We did too.
So did we.
Just this weekend.
Yeah, our buddy Gage is talking about a place he goes. He said you go sleep in this guy's garage or something.
Shop.
There's a good possibility. We'll talk off air here in a minute.
No, and this is South Dakota.
Oh, South? This is North.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is South Dakota.
We don't want to go up there where it's cold. I'm pretty sure it's cold in South Dakota,
Well, we'll discuss it. I'm not going to give no more detail.
Oh, so you're just like us on our duck hunting spot.
Yeah, I like it.
There was water. There was trees.
And stuff in that one spot.
And that's it. That's all you need to know. good breakfast joint up there.
Can't even tell you the name of it, but it was good. But
we walked in there, and it was like Gage said, you walked in there, and it was like going into an old-time bar.
He said it was like in the Westerns when the guys walk through the swinging doors and everybody gets like dead silent and they stare at you.
That's what happened.
And you look around, and I was like, man, I should have just yelled boo.
Well, then I realized I had a pair of Crocs and sweatpants on.
That's a true story.
Because that's what I wear underneath my waders. I don't get too fancy. And plus, we all looked like we've been sitting out in the cold for 3.5 hours, which we was.
I don't even know how wild my hair looked, but I'm sure it was on point.
It was. Everybody just looked at us like stranger danger. I don't know. I guess we look kind of rough. I don't know. We had a good time. Killed some birds.
This is totally off the subject, but it just hit me. And we're good about getting off subjects and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you never know what it might take.
And I'm going to say the name of it. Lancaster Archery's guy that does all the YouTube videos. Did you see that rig he showed on YouTube where it holds like 5 arrows and you can let it down and it puts one in the chamber type thing and draw it back? Did you guys see that?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
I heard the rumors floating around.
Yeah.
It's just something else for him to make some money off of. People will probably buy it.
I'm sure people will, kind of like the double arrow crossbow. Have you guys seen that thing?
Oh yeah. I mean, my dad sent me a video on that. He's like, look at this thing. I was like, that's a piece
Excalibur makes it.
Yeah.
$1,800 for a recurve crossbow. That's what I look at, you know.
You lost me at $1,800.
You lost me at crossbow, but I mean,
right?
Teach their own.
I don't know. Sometimes they just come up with this stuff to make you. There's so much hunting gimmicks out there. It ain't even funny. Some of the things that people are selling now that people think they got to have for deer hunting just cracks me up.
And the thing is, when I see it, I'm like, I could have thought of something that stupid and made millions.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. So look, I wear camouflage. Matt wears camouflage. We all wear camouflage. That's probably one of the biggest deer hunting gimmicks there is, though, to be real honest. I mean, how many... All right, best bow hunter in the history of bow hunting, Fred Bear, never wore a stitch of camouflage in his life.
It's something.
And shot something stuff about that on the plaid, ground.
That plaid kept him blended in somehow.
I don't know. I'm just as guilty as everybody else. I, want all matching real tree camouflage. I mean, when you actually sit down and think about it, how many deer, which granted it's with a rifle, have you shot wearing a pair of Carhartt coveralls? You know what I mean?
I think
I think we all kind of fall for that stuff and you don't even realize you're doing it.
I wouldn't say that to Bill Jordan, but yeah.
No, I mean, now turkeys can see.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now, I'm just talking about
especially
deer.
Those ones we try to hunt.
Right. Anybody listening to me, I'm just strictly talking about deer hunting. Turkeys, yeah, you better have some camouflage. Duck hunting, got to have camouflage.
But you know, back to the turkey hunting though, TJ, I know guys that go out in blue jeans and a t-shirt and kill them.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I know guys that smoke cigarettes and deer hunt and kill them. We're all worried about scent control. And I'm talking bow hunting. Yeah. Mikey.
Marvel Reds.
I mean, it's aggravating.
What it really boils down to is the animal.
Yeah, well, I think it's how much pressure has the deer that you've been hunting? Because, if a deer's never been around people and it smells a cigarette, it's probably not going to freak out about it a whole lot. It's probably actually going to be kind of curious about it. You get on public land, light up a Marlboro. Old Bucky Jr.'s probably smelt Jimmy John over there.
Right.
Smoking one a couple times. Well, he's like, I'm not going over there.
And I'm sure Matt Miller there, I'm sure he's just like me. He can take his four-wheeler out and drive my whole wad of does and deer, whatever.
Dodge Dakota, but it's same thing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So anybody's watched our hunting videos, me and Matt last year both killed bucks with our rifles and both of them was 50 yards walking back to his truck.
Yep.
That we parked in the field. Now, on two different farms.
Right.
We did it on his farm. He shot it. We was almost to the truck, and we almost got back to his truck on the farm I hunt, and I shot that deer right there.
Well, see, like...
Both of those deer could see the truck.
Yeah.
And they weren't worried about it in the least.
Not even a little bit.
Now, mind you, we weren't hunting from the truck.
No, we were walking back to the truck that weren't even on a road. They were in the middle of a field, but... Like I said, there's a lot of, and I'm not dogging nobody for anything you use. If you believe in it, go for it. And if it works for you, use it.
Hey,
but
that if it helps your confidence, then use it.
Right. And I think any edge you can get, any advantage, like the scent control products. Do I think you have to have them? No. But if it helps, even just a hair. Is it worth what some of them cost? Because there's some, like the Hunter Specialty stuff, and that stuff's not that expensive.
Oh, like the spray stuff or whatever?
Yeah, like, okay, try that. But then you got this Ozonic stuff. Those things are $500 for this deal. I mean, is it...
Well, and if you...
I don't know.
Well, okay, so here's my deal. Hold on. I got a deal here on the Ozonics. Thank you. Because it opened a door for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got this Ozonics... ozone generator, right?
Right. Kills all the
stuff. So the ozone smell blocks your scent, yada, yada.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Okay. Then what's the other stuff that they sell that's the suit that blocks the energy that you produce, right?
The helix or whatever that stuff so is. Hex, that's what it is.
So wait a minute. I got a box in the tree. Now, it's got to be producing some kind of an energy field, I feel like.
Well, yeah, it runs off of a battery.
Right. And so then, now we got the energy suit. It blocks the energy. So you're going to have to put your Ozonic in a
different
hex suit.
Right.
So the energy can't escape it. And then what do you do about your camera equipment? Because it's got batteries, so it's producing like energy field stuff,
you
got to
cover it all up.
I feel like it's opening up a whole can of worms here.
And before you can do any of that, you got to buy one of them scent locker deals that are $1,000.
Oh, put in your house, put your hunting gear in so it smells
or
like...
Or you just hang your hunting gear up on your deer horns.
In your living room,
let it air out. And then you can go...
I throw mine in an ozone bag. Now, you know what I used to do? I used to go buy that Hunter Specialties dirt scent.
Yeah, fresh earth.
Spray.
Yeah. And you know what?
I like that stuff.
It actually smells like dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I take a black trash bag, open it up, shove all my hunting clothes in there that I've done with for the year, and I dump that whole bottle in there, and I throw it in the closet, and I wouldn't touch it for a year.
Yeah.
And I pulled it out.
Oh, I mean...
It smelled like dirt.
We've all been... I mean, me and Matt was talking like, used to just hang your clothes outside, butt naked.
Yeah.
Well, not butt naked.
Well, that's close enough. I mean, what I used to do back whenever I was real serious about bow hunting before I got old and had kids and stuff is I kept my clothes outside.
Right.
Hung up. They didn't come in my house at all.
Right.
And I would like shower, go outside, get dressed and go. And I can honestly say that they probably didn't wind me as much then as they do now.
Yeah.
Now with time and everything, that's just not really feasible.
Here, and I guess it probably sounds like we're just bashing all this stuff, and I'm not. Like I said, I use the Hunter Specialty stuff. And if you have those Onyx and stuff, that's great. Like, if it works for you, it works for you. It's just something that's just...
Well, I guess my deal is it's all... To me, it all seems so gimmicky.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know, you got your ozone generator for your scent or whatever. And then you got these guys over here saying, well, you produce this energy field. So we've got this hex suit that blocks your energy. And so, okay, if the scent thing worked, then wouldn't it be producing energy that the deer would
feel? It's a never ending deal.
I mean, it's just I think sometimes you just got to get after it.
Well, and it's happened. It's been going on for a while. Cause we can remember back in the early 2000s when Scent Locker come out.
Oh yeah.
You remember that?
I had one.
Forget the wind, just hunt.
Yeah.
That is what they said.
Guess what?
You put this coat on.
Guess what?
You don't even got to worry about what way the wind's blowing. You can go out there and just hunt.
I bought the coat and the pants, the whole suit. Yeah. I had it.
It still winded you, didn't it? Yeah.
If you read the fine line on all that stuff, it says you have to use it to the best of your ability to make it work.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the old boy on TNT and the Outdoor Channel said, forget the wind, just hunt.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, he also probably got paid $60,000 to say that.
Yeah. It's usually like Tom Miranda.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
You know, the Muzzy TV.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it? Dave something. He was the big Matthews guy back in the day, done the switchback and stuff. Anyways.
Yeah.
They had a whole crew of guys back then that was, you know, the big Scentlock guys.
Dude, I actually still got it, but it shrank or something weird. I don't know.
Out of all three of us.
It doesn't fit like it once did.
Out of all three of us, if somebody was to come out to us and offer us a check, all three of us a check to say something, we're going to say it.
If it's big enough.
You know. It'd have to be a pretty big check. I'm kind of picky.
Yeah.
Not that big.
But.
Yeah, he was with Matt.
He was in a band, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had his own band, the Dave Matthews Band. I know his name was Dave something. Yep. Anyways, we'll figure that out. We got the research team on it.
The genius is on it.
But you guys, and like the gimmicks have just gotten, even in the waterfowl world, okay? Now, you have to wear Sitka. Or you're going to freeze to death. Now, boys.
But not. See, that ain't even fair, though, because, see, we're tougher than them sick guys. That's what it is.
You mean you can't
go to Walmart by duck gear?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Lord have mercy.
Are you kidding me?
You must just shoot McGansers.
What was it? Dave Watson.
Dave Watson.
I knew I'd figure it out.
See, I knew that other guy was in a band.
Yeah. So, like, these guys.
Me, I would have told you.
Everybody's all about the Sitka gear stuff. Like, man, I have been doing this for a minute. Like, I'm not no pro, but I've duck hunted for a long time now, and I've got a Drake coat that I bought, and it was $200 for the whole nine yards. Like, the big coat, the inner layer.
Three in one, like what I got.
Right. Now, like, if you want a Sitka coat, just the jacket is like $300.
Double it.
Really?
They're like seven something for like the three-in-one parkas like me.
Oh,
and you
yeah. Like yeah. The big, now they have waders that are $1,800, people.
Yeah, they actually carry you across the water, right?
You just stick your arm up in the air and the ducks land on you. You don't need decoys. You don't need nothing.
I don't know, man.
It cracks me up. Now, if I could afford all that stuff, would I have it? Yeah, there's a pretty good chance. But it's just... cracks me up.
Matt just looks some waders up here. They're $1,000 Sitkas.
Yeah, stupid.
That's what I'm doing too.
So here's the deal. Man? How many times have you seen me walking across the back of a cove or something and kick a beaver stub?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's in $100 pair of waders, and I'm pissed off. If I beaver stub the $1,000 pair of waders, it's going to be war.
Right.
On the beavers.
I found a pair of pants I could probably afford.
Were they $300?
No, they're 170.
Yeah.
So, okay, anybody listening, get on our... We'll have to, I don't know, maybe make a post about this, but what is your guys' take on this deal, I guess, is what I'm going to ask. Like, do you think all this stuff is necessary? Or do you think... Like, I think most of it's just kind of a...
Well, here's my deal. I mean, if you want my honest opinion, like on the... And I hate to just pick a brand and beat them to death, but... Any of it, any of the gimmicky stuff that's, in my eyes, way overpriced and way expensive, is their marketing is just spot on.
Yeah.
Because they get people to think that if I don't have this, I can't go out and hunt successfully.
Well, they got all the guys that are,
stuff.
They got
I
a
gotta
lot,
have,
of, lot of the big guys are pushing it.
You know, and I hate to tell you, but these guys that are pushing this new latest and greatest product, they got to where they're at not by using that stuff.
Right, no.
You know what I mean?
No.
So, I don't know.
Well, and there's a lot of things out there that are good. Like, okay, one of the best inventions ever in my mind, and it's simple, like Matt Justin said, is just something so stupid, but it's simple and it works, is the Realtree Easy Hanger.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the three-blade Muzzy, but okay.
Like, the Realtree Easy Hangers, boys. Yeah. Like, That is a cool little deal. You put your bow on it. It is not a gimmick. They're not bad expensive. They're $5 at Walmart right now if you go to Osage Beach.
On clearance.
But, like, I mean, how many times you just drove a nail in a tree and use that? But this deal, now you can swing it out. I mean, they're handy. That works.
Yeah.
And then you got other things. Ozonix. I just don't.
They're all tools. They all make your life easier.
You got the, what's the... Yeah, what's the deodorant sticks now that to calm the deer? It's supposed to smell like something. Oh,
Evercalm.
Yeah, like,
Evercalm.
Like crap like that. I'm not.
Yeah, you just rub it. You go around, you rub it on the trees.
Yeah.
You get your human scent everywhere, and then you rub a little of this Evercalm on a tree, and then.
I honestly think something like that works. Because I used some of that nose jammer stuff this year. And I had deer walk right up the same trail I did and never even, I mean, you could see them sniffing, but they never even had a care in the world.
Yeah.
They just calm.
Ever calm.
Well, they would just come in and just walk like they normally would, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so I honestly think some of that stuff isn't a gimmick, but, you know, and on the other hand, there is some that is.
There's more of it is than isn't, I think. I mean,
That's where I'm at.
So here's another deal. You go to the, which we can't do any of that now, but back in the day, you could go and buy mineral. Well, they'd have this Whitetail Supreme, blah, blah. I don't know. I can't. $30 for this bag of salt.
Right. I know where you're going with
or
this.
Or you could walk just a little farther down the aisle, and there's a white salt block over there. They're usually about $4.99, $5.
Yeah.
Well, you look at the ingredients on these deals.
Wait a minute. Don't even act like you bought the $5 ones. Because you walked in the next aisle at the old scratch and dent on the ones that had the corner knocked off of them. Yeah, there's half off at the feed store, boys.
$2.50.
He got the $1.99 one, didn't he?
That's right. He'll run you about $2.50.
That's right.
But it just killed me because people's buying this $30 bag of salt because it's got a deer on it.
Do you remember the deer magic ones that were like this big?
The deer cane.
I know the people on the radio can't see my hands, but they were little bitty.
Little bitty blocks, yeah.
And they were like $20, and I was like, all it is just a sliver off of it. I mean, that's literally what's in the scratch and dent aisle for $2.50.
It just killed me, though, because everybody would buy these $30 worth of salt and these. And hey, like the trophy rocks, the deer like the trophy rocks, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's a salt block.
Okay, so anything.
But you're only paying $12 for that.
Right. That exactly. That's not as bad.
Well, in any of that stuff, if you look at the list of ingredients, whatever's the most is what's listed first. And every one of them,
salt
will be the number one ingredient.
Sodium. I'd say it says a lot of sodium in it.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, I guess you're filming and stuff, I could see, okay, the trophy rocks are nice because it wouldn't look like he was hunting a big old salt block.
Right.
Because it's still illegal in a lot of places to do that. And I could see where you'd be like, okay, like, nobody'd ever know.
While we're on this subject, here's a little tip. There's a lot of guys that leave salt blocks out all year. I don't know if they leave the brown ones or the white ones or whatever salt block they pick out from the store or whatever. Put out a blue sulfur block. It will keep the ticks off your deer.
So what do you say? Don't leave your salt blocks out all the time?
No, leave them out. But put out a blue sulfur block with them or a sulfur block with them.
Yeah.
And the deer will lick that and it'll keep the ticks off of them.
Yeah. I was going to say, because I don't never pick up the salt. I mean, they usually dissolve in the ground eventually. Which now we can't, where we're at, it doesn't matter anymore now because we can't do it.
You got cows out there, don't you? They go to that stump and lick off that salt block, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
I reckon they could.
They might
dabble.
Which that's a whole nother deal. We've talked about it before on here that whole deal there is stupid anyways. But
in our opinion, our humble opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother ball of wax there, but. So Justin, what do you got? Anything else you want to add to the podcast tonight? We're, like I said, we're wrapped up on deer season. So you got any final thoughts? on the whitetail season here in 2020-2021. Quarter 2022. I guess it's been 2021 to 2022 season, right?
Yep.
I knew I'd get it right.
I think we had a tremendous year. Even though we didn't kill a lot of deer between the team, I don't think we killed I mean, I don't know how many we actually killed through the whole team, but just in Missouri itself, I think they had a pretty tremendous year killing deer. So it was a good year all around.
It was 200 and something.
297, I think.
Something like that. It was quite a few deer. 1,000. Yeah. 297,000, not 100.
Yeah, we killed that many. Hey.
Yeah. We didn't do bad. Like, I think my family, we probably got 5 deer on film this year between Drake, Megan, and me.
It's not bad. It's pretty good.
Not bad. Three of them are does, but I take that back. Me and Megan both killed a buck. Drakey whacked him a couple does. I got a doe kill on film.
So
we killed 2.
Yeah, well, ain't got no deer out there.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what?
About 30.
Like Justin said earlier, it's not about how many did you kill. Did you have a good time doing it? We went up and did a deer camp. We didn't fire a shot.
We had a ball.
Had a blast. So, you know, we had a good time. It was a good year, but now we're going to have to start switching gears to some other stuff. So stick with us, folks. We've got some good stuff coming up. When the spoon wally season
gets here. The best is yet to come.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We also fish.
What do we got going on between now and turkey season? Because I'm kind of not doing nothing.
Gigging season. Snagging season, squirrel season.
He done flew right over the snow goose hunt.
Snow goosing. Well, our next big thing is going to be snow geese. So I'm wrapping up the duck season. We're going, this is the last couple weeks. Yeah, in the morning, but I mean, we're wrapping, this duck season's wrapping up. And then we're going to have the snow goose deal coming in. Going to try to cram a gigging trip in here pretty quick. Nashville. Matt just reminded me we're all going to go down to the National Wild Turkey Federation event in Nashville, Tennessee. So we'll have to do a little Facebook live and stuff down there with you guys and let you check that out. I'm excited about that. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to be real
cool. We're going to go down there and check out old Joe King and the Snood brand.
Yeah, see what they
got. Shout out to Joe. You guys haven't looked him up. You need to look him up. First of all, he's an amazing artist. This guy can take a dirt road window on the back of your truck.
Turn it into the Mona Lisa.
No. Get on his Facebook page, people. Anybody listening and you don't know, go to Joe King or Snood Brand. I think he's got it on his Snood Brand. Guys, it's amazing stuff. So we're going to go down there and see him. He's a big turkey guy.
Maybe check out the Stealth Shades.
Stealth Shades. Oh, well, yeah, who knows who you're going to run into down there. I mean, it's going to be a good time.
I just seen I don't know if he just put them out or just made them or what, but he's got a pair of snow camo Stealth Shades.
Nice.
Gonna have to get some for the snow goose hunt. I'm getting some. That's all there is to it. Yeah, that happened.
That just happened. Mic drop. So that's what we got coming up. Justin, you're going to have to get in on the squirrel hunt or something. Or you could come up here and go fishing with us, you know.
I might be able to do that.
Hey, what are you doing in the morning? We're going duck hunting, 3:30.
Yeah, what? Where are you at right now? You could probably make it. You could probably be on 54 Highway about the time we pick Gage up.
Yeah, and then we're headed north.
East of west.
On 13.
Where you go down? Or am I at? I don't know where I'm at.
He don't even have a clue.
Alma, Arkansas, home of Morrell Targets. That's where I'm at.
Pick us up a target while you're here, man.
Yeah. God knows we could all use the practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody laughing at that. That's true.
Yeah, just it hurts too bad to laugh.
I'll miss it, so it don't matter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if it hadn't, yeah. Just give me a camera and I'd miss it. Let me try to film me shooting a target. Miss it every time. But.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I think we're going to wrap her up for tonight. Hopefully, next week we got a wild duck hunting story to tell because we're going to do a little bit of that.
Maybe we'll have some canned deer meat or some barbecued coon for Matt Smith to try.
I can't wait.
I'm on
Don't forget, guys, if you have a barbecue,
it doesn't have to be barbecue, just some kind of a coon recipe.
Send us some recipes, wild game recipes. I think we should try it. We should every week cook a new recipe and bring it on the show and eat it and give our input on somebody's recipe. New thing, new segment.
We'll think about it.
No, don't make it too crazy, people. We just, you know, we got to live through this. We got jobs. We can't be sick for a week.
Yeah, Matt's got to go to work in the morning.
Right. Oh, that's right.
And for the listeners, we are doing some stuff. We're trying to bring some guests on here in the future. So
yeah, we got some big fish. We got nibbling. We're just trying to get them hooked and get them on here.
Trying to get the live scope tuned just right so we can set the hook.
Yep. Which, like I said, we'll have to get some other people on here too. But we got some pretty big fish swimming around in the pond if we can just get them hooked. No comment on who. You'll just have to stick around and find out on that. But
yeah,
we'll go try to get all that hooked up. But all right, guys. Well, like always, we appreciate you guys for listening. And be sure to tune in next week. We'll see what else we can jabber about for an hour. So thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to Ozark Traditions TV.
The Ozark Traditions TV podcast crew would appreciate it if you leave a 5-star rating and subscribe on your favorite podcast apps so you don't miss an episode. And also, be sure to check out our hunting episodes on our YouTube channel, and don't forget to subscribe. While you're on the web, head on over to our Facebook page and click on the follow and like button to see what the Ozark Traditions TV crew is up to. Ozark Traditions TV would like to thank you for joining in to this week's podcast. Be sure to tune in on our next weekly podcast as we bring the outdoors inside. From all of us at Ozark Traditions TV, we thank you for listening. And remember, if you see us out in God's country, stop us. We'd like to meet you.